Lesson 6. Problems.
Exercise 1. Listen.
To stir things up.
To deliberately try to have arguments.
Melanie is a real troublemaker. She stirs things up wherever she appears. To pour oil on troubled waters.
To try to make an angry situation calmer.
Sue was really mad at Steve, so he tried to pour oil on troubled waters by offering to take her out for a meal. To lay one's cards on the table.
To tell somebody honestly what you think or plan to do.
Chris decided to lay his cards on the table and inform Betty he was in love with someone else. To get to the bottom of things.
To discover the truth about the situation.
It is difficult for the police to get to the bottom of this crime, as there are no witnesses who can confirm what really happened. To get a grasp.
To get the ability to understand something.
Sue had few language skills before she left Poland. After she had spent a year in London, they really developed and she got a good grasp of English. To see a light at the end of the tunnel.
To believe that a difficult situation will end.
Inflation is still rising, but analysts say there is a light at the end of the tunnel and it will start falling before the end of the year. To sweep under the carpet.
To try to hide a problem instead of dealing with it.
When some people don't know how to deal with a problem, they prefer to sweep it under the carpet and pretend not to bother about it. To be in a fix.
To be in a difficult situation.
I'm in a real fix. The car doors are locked and the keys are inside. To be at a crossroads.
To be at a crisis, at a turning point in one's life.
When Julie divorced her husband, she found herself at a crossroads. She wasn't sure whether she should stay in Spain or go back to Britain. To find a happy medium.
To find a way that is not extreme but is somewhere between two possible choices.
Nowadays, it's very difficult for young women to find a happy medium between having a family and a career. To skate on thin ice.
To take a big risk.
John's position at work was not very stable, so he knew he was skating on thin ice when he asked his boss for a pay rise. He risked losing his job. To put oneself in someone else's shoes.
To be in the same situation as someone else.
In order to understand what Joan is going through right now, you'd have to put yourself in her shoes. To take something to heart.
To think about something seriously.
When Steve told us about the burglaries in this area, we took his warning to heart and installed an alarm system in our house. To keep a straight face.
To look serious and not laugh, although you are in a funny situation.
Although pupils in this class play jokes constantly, Mrs. Smith manages to keep a straight face and remain serious no matter how hard they try to make her laugh. To burn one's fingers.
To suffer unpleasant results of an action.
I once invested some money on the stock market, but I burned my fingers, lost almost all of it, and decided never to try again. To burn one's boats, to burn one's bridges.
To do something which cannot be reversed or changed later.
After Jerry told his boss to go to hell, he knew he would be fired. He had burned his boats, and it was too late to reverse it. To get into hot water. To get into a mess.
To get into trouble. To get into a difficult situation.
You get into trouble too often and you will get into hot water again when your teacher finds out you are cheating during the test. To mind your own business.
Not to ask questions or show interest in something.
I wish he'd mind his own business and stop telling me what I should do. To see daylight.
To understand something that you didn't understand before.
I thought I'd never understand how the computer works, but after a few classes with Mr. Black, I saw daylight and realized it wasn't so difficult. To face the music.
To accept criticism or punishment for something that you've done.
When they found out that Jane was the one who had taken the money, she had to face the music and couldn't avoid punishment that time.